Welcome back to Disney Dependent. I'm Sarah Chilcott.
And I am a curious mind.
Woo!
Oh, God.
Not the movie with Russell Crowe.
That's a beautiful mind.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
You just conflated
Nailed it.
Curious George and beautiful mind.
Well, guys, here we are. It's the holiday season. I'm feeling festive. I'm feeling Christmassy.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited about it. It's fucking on, man. And there's no, like, is it or isn't it? It's a little too early, James. No, we're in it.
We're in it now.
Post-Thanksgiving.
100%.
Yeah, man.
It's also December 11th for...
It is.
Mm-hmm.
All y'all out there.
Yeah.
So, it's really... We're really in it.
We're really in it now. We hope that you guys have been enjoying your Christmas time so far. And that you're doing stuff.
Yeah, we do hope that.
Ash and I agreed this year we're basically saying yes to it all.
Yeah.
Right? Because we're leaving a little while. Not for good, obviously.
Right.
But, you know, still. And it's just, it's important to do that as we all get older. We don't know how much time we have with each other on this planet.
Yeah.
So we said yes to, well, all of the normal, the Christmas Eve, all that stuff. Multiple visits on Ashley's side. Then on our side, Sarah, we have, are you doing the parade coming up?
I'm working.
Oh, you're working. We're going to a little cute, it's called the Forest Grove Christmas Lights Parade or something.
It's so great.
So good. In Forest Grove, Oregon. Then we're doing the Lights Out Christmas at my parents'. It's a weird tradition my parents have started.
Yeah.
Where we go over and it's candlelight only.
And like Christmas lights.
And the Christmas lights, obviously. Yeah. That's right. It's just an excuse for us to hang out again.
In good mood lighting.
Yeah. Yes.
And then we have the gingerbread.
The annual boys versus girls.
Boys versus girls. Which I've heard rumored that one day we're going to make it not that.
Are we going to integrate?
Yeah.
That we might integrate.
We might just do one big one as a group.
It's been fun over the years, I will say. The only thing is... It sucks that we're not hanging out together.
At all.
Yeah.
At all. Like, literally at all. The guys are out here. The gals are over there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the guys are in the corner using random, like, industrial power tools.
Yep.
You mean building awesome things.
Yeah. The all joke is too. Always, like, the rule is it has to be edible. And then we see Dad walking through the house with a 2x4.
And the table
Scott's
saw.
Got a staple gun. Yep. And, yeah, just...
Steel.
And mostly, you're not even using those things. You're doing it just to make us laugh.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we, you know, usually the more offensive theme we go with.
Yeah. The most offensive.
Like, we literally cannot say it on air.
Nope.
The past ones.
No.
Can't, won't. I mean, like, can't.
Won't. Yeah. No, like, won't. There are jobs on the line.
Yeah. Like, literal canceling badness. So that's neat. That's the other one. Oh, we're going to go see the Nutcracker,
dog. Yeah, we're going to crack a nut.
Fun.
We're
going to
crack some nuts.
Crack it.
Which I love. I love cracking nuts. It's fun. People give that a bad rep. They say, hey, cracking nuts is boring. And I think it's an amazing show.
He's officially lost his mind.
It's entertaining from beginning to end.
James just got off a very stressful phone call for work.
I'm just crazy.
And
now.
He's reeling.
The thing I love about this show is the comparison from 5 minutes ago. What the mindset I was in to now is just wild.
Totally.
It's about to get wilder.
Well, when I walked in today, I told Ash, because you were on the phone, I was like, I am in a weird headspace. I'm kind of shook from last night.
Oh.
Yeah. So
I didn't hear.
Aunt Sarah was over and we went, Josh and her and I walked over to Pizza Schmitza and had dinner and drinks and
She just came out to hang out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Had a great time. And then we were walking back to my apartment and I saw these like cop car lights.
Yeah.
And me being me had to find out what it was.
I'm the same way.
I'm on foot. It's not very far off, like, you know, half a block from where we would have turned.
Mm-hmm.
So we walked up and there was a body in the road. It was covered with a sheet.
Wow.
But there were like, I don't know, 8, 10 cop cars. and the car that had hit this person was still there.
Oh my god.
Whole front was smashed in.
Oh my god.
And I told Ash, it was like that moment in Stand By Me where they're like, we're gonna go look at a body, and then they get there and it was like,
that's a dead body.
A dead kid.
Yeah,
that's totally how I felt, and I had no expectation that it was gonna be anything like that.
Of course not.
I was like hoping that something was getting robbed,
right?
You just know, like there's gonna be somebody being arrested and it's gonna be funny, and
of course
I'm three whiskey sodas in, you know, I thought it was gonna be great.
Gosh,
it was not great. So
wow, what a crazy thing to see.
It was right outside of my apartment, and
I know exactly whereabouts. Yep. It was.
Yep.
And I just held a bird funeral right before this.
Aww.
Oh yeah, that's right. Was Sarah, was it closer to Pizza Schmitza?
No, it was like right in closer front to of your New apartment. Seasons.
Oh, was it off Cornell?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Oh, so they're going fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't one of the neighborhood streets.
45,
no,
50.
No. And it looked like it got, wow, the person got hit in the crosswalk.
Yeah.
And was launched pretty far. There were shoes.
Oh my god.
It was scary. It was really, so scary. Really scary.
How fast something can happen on both sides of that story.
Absolutely.
Obviously, the person that died clearly had it worse.
Right.
But the person that hit them
has to live with that.
Their life just changed.
Although, who knows? I don't know if the person in the car was injured. I have no idea.
Was the person jaywalking?
Right.
Or were they going when they were supposed to go and this car didn't stop for them and now they're in prison? Or
yeah.
Wow. Ugh.
So,
God.
I know. And I, of course, have just been obsessively looking it up, trying to find out what happened, and there's no information yet. So
it's a good reminder of how, like, something so impactful for the families involved in this.
Yeah.
It's so mind-bogglingly, you know, it changes everything.
Yes.
If our sister Haley were killed in a crosswalk, it would change everything.
Yeah.
And right before Christmas.
Or
hit someone.
Yeah.
And to your point, like, you can't even find it in the news, you know, because it's a drop in the bucket.
It's just one of so many things that happened last night.
Man, drop in the ocean.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't even, well, that's crazy.
Yeah, so that was,
wow.
I'm just like, I feel like I'm hungover almost.
Yeah.
And it had nothing to do with me. I can't even imagine.
I know. Well, that's a good reminder of like trauma and PTSD and stuff. That's pretty impactful for folks.
Yeah. Whew. But anyway, we're not here to talk about dead bodies in the street.
Oh, we're not.
We?
Oh, no, we're not. I think I hear something.
This just in, it's 47 and sunny at not Disneyland.
And it's 74 and sunny at Disneyland. Hey, that's whatchamacallit?
Opposite.
A thingy thing. That's like, you know, the thing.
Inverse.
Yeah.
Anagram? Nope.
It's like our address.
Close.
Which we won't say on air.
Right.
But it's the same frontwards as backwards.
No idea what your address is.
It's the same one way as the other one.
I couldn't tell. Wait. Deanna, bleep it out. But is it?
Yeah.
I knew it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know how I know that. That's not something that I've
once a week
noticed.
Yeah.
It's just that it was in the back of my head.
Right.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. The people have spoken and we have listened. They say, oh, the podcast has gotten so serious lately. It's so heavy. It's so political.
Yeah.
So today.
Such a serious podcast.
So today we're going to try something a little bit different.
Okay.
We're going to try something silly and Christmas themed. We're going to talk Christmas fanfic.
Ooh.
It's bad.
Great.
I hear the sleigh bells in the background.
Do you?
Is that snow? Do I hear, ho, 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 ho? That's my Christmas sounds, by the way. You guys like that?
That's it. No. It was just one sound.
Ching, 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 ching.
Well, that's, nope.
Don't, nope.
Okay.
Make a sleigh bell sound.
Ding, 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 ding.
No, that's a bell. They're like,
yeah, you're right.
Ching, 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 ching.
It's got a CH.
Yeah.
It's got a CH to it.
Maybe it's a J. It's a jing, 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 jing,
jing, jing. Ah.
A jingle.
Oh, yeah, right.
Jingle. Jingle, jingle, jingle.
Wow, this is getting exciting.
Yeah, riveting.
We're going great. With phonics now.
Hey, if you guys want to support us on Patreon, don't.
A little bit of a disclaimer off the top. I chose these based on how short they were and the name of them.
Perfect.
So I don't know what the content is.
Oh, I love this. That's even better. So you're going
to
go on
this ride with us.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Okay, first up, we have a story by Lord of the Clowns.
Love that.
Called How the Grinch Opened His Uterus to Greater Possibilities.
Okay.
How the Grinch opened his uterus
to greater possibilities.
Okay.
Wow.
It's classified as an adventure friendship story.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, here we go. He holds a DVD copy of The Grinch 2000, Jim Carrey on the cover, fur green caricature snarl on vintage plastic in one hand. In the other hand is a VHS copy of a blaxploitation film starring some guy named Fred. He's been in a million of those things. DVD, VHS, yin-yang, extreme ends of the technological 1990s-2000s spectrum. Mm. And like him, the cases glisten aggressively. They glisten.
They glisten?
Aggressively.
Like him?
He rubs them together like he's forcing them to make love. Grinch and blaxploitation. What does green and black make? Dark green. Grinch green, oiled with ugly little Dalmatian spots. He finally realizes this. The inherent paradox of his breathing existence. Life in contradiction, like he's the genesis of this union of Grinch green and Fred Black. He screams, but just a little bit, and then he dies. Retires to the void, ceasing to fucking exist. A corpse. A cadaver. A lovely little shape of non-motion, of empty meat, of picture perfection. Glistens.
What?
Is that the end?
No.
Oh, God.
I thought it was the end, too.
Motion. Bursting from the chest cavity, Ridley Scott style. It's covered in nascent fur, like duckling down, covered in a light, almost green.
Cool.
So what is it called?
The chest opens up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
chest bursting.
Chest burst.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Alien style.
Yeah. And it looks up. The onion shape of its skull suggesting a fine, arrogant mop of curling green hair that shall dominate his scalp in later years. And he does the Grinch smile, jaw peeling all the way up to his jaw flap, a thing you'd see on a theropod.
What the hell's a jaw flap?
That's a theropod.
And it is the Grinchling supping on his late mother's flesh, and all is good. The Grinchling plays puppet with the dead flesh he emerges out of, like a genie making clay out of his lamp. Grinch fingers, supposing they crook together, pink only because the green has not grown there yet. Already there are flies in the flesh, speckling maggots, breeding like his birth mother had been dead for years. The Grinchling takes out of these small little maggots, new to the world, a grub, feeling through the world. It only knows to be edible, to be sweet with decay, every bite transforming it into something new. And he wedges the little grub between his equally newborn Grinch cheeks. Though the Grinchling has not formed yet, he is ling his ass. The perfection of his Grinch gluteus is tight, firm, like rebar. And the Grinch tries to escape, sinking deeper into the Grinch hole. The sarlacc, even the poo-poo green, it finds it cannot escape. Because green grows in sweeping fields across the Grinchling's arse, captured the little baby maggot, holding it there until the vice of ass is sure.
What?
And the Grinchling's cleft anus is inescapable, in flow of digestive juices glistening as they drip from his ass.
Ah!
I'm horrified.
It's a fever dream.
Now the grub shall sit there, Venus flytrap, digested alive, slowly confounding to its stupid infant bug senses, its worldview less keen than the Grinchling snacks, not chews, but savors. It's almost over. Hand over hand, leg over leg, spindling over each other, the Grinchling travels up Mount Grinch, or whatever it was called. I'm sure it had to be called something. Even baby Jim Carrey crawled up a mountain in Grinch makeup. LOL. But the Grinchling is not a baby Jim Carrey. No Hollywood starlet suffocating beneath 3 inches of prosthetics, fur enough to drown a hippopotamus, probably just cat hair they accumulated over thousands of years and finally dumped into a cauldron of green paint in ancient arcane preparation for The Grinch 2000. Cave paintings depict it, but this is the Grinchling, elegant in its own struggling poise, clamoring atop the mountainside like a drunken billy goat. Grinch fingers seek for crevices, cave mouths, recesses it can grip to. The leather beats down on its face. The green grows into a billowing mustache across the Grinchling's face. 0 years old, and he has to use a razor haw. But as the green mustache flows and whips into the night, it slows down. The fine green fibers cool and frost. The ice climbs into the green, the beauty of that mustache, and frostbite paints something about gelid, OT gel, typos.
Fanfic.
The Grinchling attempts to suckle its own green teat. This is the secret of Grinch reproduction, you see. They are their own mothers.
What in the...
With as many nipples as the pit bull, but no milk issues forth. Green milk, soothing milk, tastes like Grinch down the throat. Chapped, pallid lips taste a nipple so cracked it has frozen solid. The only way is to chew little tiny pieces off like ice pebbles.
What in the fuck?
I thought you said it was almost over.
So that is what the Grinchling does. Sustenance for its hibernation. The top of the mountain is in sight, the peak beckoning, but the Grinchling cannot move anymore. Nerves dead, dancing limbs petrified. No more green. No more Grinch. Ice on a frozen mountaintop. Unmoving. Dead.
Glistening.
Glistening.
Wait, let's start from the top.
I don't think we...
Hold on. We don't have to cover the whole thing, but how did it start in your minds?
Some person took a Grinch DVD.
Okay, I'm with you.
And what was the other?
VHS.
A VHS of something.
Blaxploitation.
And he made them kiss and make love.
Okay, so we're on the same page.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then...
That produced a horrific
alien
baby?
And then a chest-bursting Grinch baby came out of his chest.
Whose chest?
The person that was mushing them together.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. All right, that's all I needed to clarify. So that's how this madness started, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
And then there was maggots in the butt cheeks and
why? You know that feeling when
why was this written?
You go into a hot tub and you like, it's really cold out. You're like on Mount Hood, we'll say. Like it's very, very cold out. And you're in a hot tub and you get out and it's really cold. And then you jump into like a cold pool. You know that like shock?
Yeah.
That's how I feel right now. I feel like I just went through something that shocked my system. Like I'm exhausted. That is, I mean, the psyche of someone to write something like that.
What do you think? Was it drugs?
I mean.
Was it just like desperately trying to sound edgy?
Yeah, I think there's some edgelord to it.
Yeah, because I think some fanfic is great. It's really clever. There's hilarious people out there. And it's well written even from
I couldn't
time
find
to time.
Any. Just right. So you know.
But then the majority of it is that.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got for us?
Okay. This is another Grinch story, but this one is by No Wind for This Hole.
No Wind?
No for Wind hole. For This Hole. Called How the Grinch Stole Horton's Innocence.
Oh.
No. I don't know what Horton. That has to do with anything, really.
Wait, who's Horton again? Is that the...
Horton Hears a Who?
Yeah,
Horton.
He's the...
He's like elephant guy?
Elephant guy?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Okay.
No. Leave Horton alone, will you?
I'm scared for Horton already.
As long as he doesn't have teats or something.
Are you not reading this one?
No, I'm going to read it.
Oh.
Let's, yeah. We're doing this.
Okay.
We're going in?
We're doing it. Okay.
All right.
Little Ukariah sat alone in his room. He was playing with what he referred to as his little broom. Grandpa Josiah said, "Ukariah, come down." "But I'm coming already," said the boy with a frown. "It's Christmas Eve night. You must come and eat dinner." Ukariah was too busy being a sinner. Mariah said, "Yuki, come down or I'll beat you." Her son reluctantly put away his hee-hoo.
Oh my God.
He ran down the stairs and then saw the Grinch. Now that was a man he wanted to lynch. "God damn it, Pops, why is the green guy here?" "Shut up and sit down, you dumb little queer." Ukariah plopped his butt on the chair. He thought he felt an itch in his pubic hair. "I think I hear something," he said with a shake. They all heard it but Cindy, who was far too baked. It was Horton, of course, the voice from the sky, whose ears were so big he wanted to die. "They're having a Christmas party down," Horton said. "Come on," Horton said, "Kangaroo, it's time for your meds." "Fuck yo shit," replied the fat elephant. He shrunk himself down, but was still an elephant. Okay. Horton could now join in on the fun, assuming he didn't go trample a nun. He kicked down the door and said Merry Christmas. Grandpa Josiah rubbed his toe callus. The Grinch spread his ass right there on the table. "Come on, Horton," said Grinch. "I'm ready and able."
Lord in heaven.
Horton jumped up.
So glad I stopped work for this, guys. Sins. Yeah, this is really neat. You like that you do this on your day off, Sarah?
Yeah. Horton jumped up without a care in the least. For lube, they used the oil from the roast beast. Horton tried twisting. That wasn't right at all. The Grinch's tight ass was two sizes too small.
Right.
Josiah sat down and prepared to say grace, but Mariah punched him right square in the face. "I have an announcement," said the fair Mariah. Everyone listened, even Ukariah. "Josiah, I'm pregnant, and it's not yours. I want a divorce." The end.
I liked that one, actually.
Yeah.
It actually rhymed.
Uh-huh, mostly.
Yeah, there was some poetry in there.
Wow. Yeah. Yep.
All right, well, that's the best out of the two so far.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's only going to be two. I just saw the other one, and it's way too long. It's entitled, "I Don't Want to Be Santa Claus," and it's somehow Voldemort fan fiction.
Read the last two sentences.
Of this?
Yeah, or no, read the last paragraph.
Okay.
Of the other one.
Of the one that she didn't want to read.
Oh.
Let's just see if we can figure it out. Okay. No, read the first paragraph and the last paragraph.
Okay.
Okay.
So, "I Don't Want to Be Santa Claus" by Star Trek Fan 83. Subtext: what happens when Voldemort pays a little visit to Santa Claus and Severus gets caught up in a mess? Please don't read this to children. This was a response to a challenge on the Hideaway. He couldn't stand it. So much holiday cheer. He hated muggles, but especially the ones who asked that rosy-cheeked, white-bearded fat man for presents for Christmas every single year. He had never gotten a thing from Santa, ever. It didn't matter that he, Voldemort, refrained from beating up all his little foster friends that one year. He'd even went so far as to not set little Jeremy on fire. Oh, but how he wanted to. Apparently, no matter how hard he'd tried to be good that year, it simply wasn't enough for the big man. That's how it starts. Okay. I'm scrolling to the bottom.
Okay.
Oh, it's another, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Should I read it?
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's do it. All right, let's see if we can figure this out.
It's the last thing I'm doing, then we're doing a game.
Okay.
"'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a house elf.
The stockings
were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Severus would soon be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of broomsticks danced in their heads. And Minerva in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long wizard's nap. When out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window he flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash." There's not a lot of creativity here.
No, it's pretty much just a copy.
"To the moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer, with a tall little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Severus." Don't try to rhyme.
Wow.
"More rapid than broomsticks, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Stupid, now Dumper, now Puker and Voxy, on Comet too, on Duped and Booger. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of broken toys and St. Severus too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Severus came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. Why is he so happy? His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
This is just the story.
Yep.
The
story.
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I cringed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had everything to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger inside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh to see to his team, gave a shout, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him complain.
Brick wall.
But I heard him complain ere he drove out of sight. Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Wow.
That was terrible.
That was so painful. I don't even care what it's about anymore.
I'm sorry, everyone.
That was a challenge. I hope that person lost.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Star Trek not fan, good. Whatever.
I was thinking what type of person must have wrote that, and there's one type of person.
A lonely middle schooler?
Okay, two. There's a lonely middle schooler.
Yeah.
Or
a lonely old man.
Older. Yeah, well, he's like 42, and he weighs 475 pounds.
Right.
And he knows. He thinks he's so clever, you know? Like, mm-hmm. That's his thing.
Like a basement-dwelling neckbeard.
Yes.
Yeah, big time.
I'm so funny.
Well,
so
I liked clever. How the Grinch stole Horton's innocence. That was great.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah.
I didn't care for any of them at all, and yeah. I feel sick.
Yeah, that's fair.
On that note, let's play a game.
Let's do it. Let's play a game.
Okay, this is a game I'm calling Time Travel White Elephant.
Yay! I don't know what that means, but I'm excited!
Danielle, plug in some...
Also, you've got something in a cup that you're shaking, and it's a Starbucks, like, to-go cup.
Oh, they were
cup.
Giving away for free the other day.
Yeah. It made me panic because you flipped that thing upside down, and I didn't know that it wasn't coffee. I was like, Ash, don't do it!
Don't do it!
I've got a game. I'm going to throw hot coffee at both of you. Okay.
Deanna, go ahead and throw in some old-timey game show music and some applause.
Yeah.
You know, Price is Right.
You know. As you do.
Yeah.
All right.
Or just leave that in. Me explaining it and then not doing it. That might be better.
That would be good.
Okay, in this cup, I have every year from 1920 to 2020. We'll each pull out.
I'm so used to you rhyming. I thought you were going to rhyme it.
I know.
For every year. Remember this? Something in the ear.
In this cup, I have every year from 1920 to 2020 beer.
Beer. Sure.
We'll each pull 3 years and then play a round of white elephant to keep, steal, or trade. Okay. I'm done
just
with it.
Explain it. All right.
So we're going to do white elephant. We're going to pull 3 years each.
Okay.
And then I have a list from the Chicago Tribune of the top holiday toys for each year. Our goal is to get like 3 really good toys.
Okay.
And so if you, like, for instance, I'm not really interested in anything past like 98.
No. Yeah.
I don't need it.
Right.
But then you have to be careful because you go far too far back and you get like...
A stick.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the goal though? What are we doing?
You want to think about like, okay... When did like Sega Genesis come out?
Right.
Like, when was like the what is that called? Crocodile Mile. Like, mm-hmm. What are the toys that I want? What were the years that those came out? So
yeah.
you're gonna pick your three.
Yeah.
And then
which is random.
Random. And you have to just assume how good the toy is gonna be based on the year.
And then you describe. Okay.
Yeah.
But so, are we doing? Because is White Elephant the one where you trade?
Yeah. And
steal.
So we're gonna do it like this. I'll pull out three. Okay. I'll tell you the years, and then Sarah can pull out three.
Yeah.
And then you can pull out three. Mm-hmm. And then we'll do a round of stealing.
Okay.
Or trading in.
Okay.
Or keeping.
Okay.
Okay. I've got 2004, 2007, and 1920.
Excellent.
Wow.
Okay. I have 1922. Jump. I have... 1958, Okay. Damn. And oh, I have 1998.
Damn, okay, you got so a good assortment.
Weird old toys and then peak time to be alive. All right, I have 1985.
Ooh.
1935.
Ugh.
And 1957.
Damn, I'm jealous of both of you.
Yeah, those are good ones.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to steal 85 from
God
James.
Damn it. That was the best one.
And then I'm going to keep 1920.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to steal, what were yours again, Sarah?
22, 58, and 98.
Okay. So you can steal twice?
Yeah. Okay. For each one of yours. You can just decide if you want to steal, trade, or keep.
Okay. I want 85.
Damn it.
And, but right. Now it's locked in, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's mine.
Those are the rules of White Elephant, right?
Yep. And we're going to have to open more. So what else with yours?
Can I open?
You can.
Okay, I want to open.
Okay.
One. Just hand me one at random.
Okay.
And get rid of whichever one you don't want.
Okay. Oh, 2015.
Ugh.
I didn't want that. I'm going to get rid of 1922.
Okay. James, it's your turn. Wait, are you settled?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm happy.
What do you have there?
I have 58, 85, and 2015.
What do you have, Ash?
I have 98 and 1920. I need to open up one more so that I have a complete set you could steal from. Yeah.
Should I do that now?
Yeah.
Okay, there's one for you.
Thank you.
And one for me.
I have 1969.
Oh, that's a good
one. I got 1972, so you know.
98, 20, and 69.
I'll do 98, and I'll get rid of 72.
Are you trading me?
Yeah, isn't that the idea?
I'll take it.
Isn't that what we do? No? I thought just, that's what you did.
You would just kind of disregard it, and then I would just pick up a new one.
Okay.
And then, are you good with the other two?
It's fine. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I like those.
Let me get one more.
Okay.
Okay, and this is final. There's no trading.
Okay.
I'm going to get screwed. Oh, 1956. Not bad.
Huh.
Okay. So, let's see what we got.
Come on, baby.
Come on, baby. So, 1956. I've got myself... Oh, great. I got myself some Play-Doh.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's fun.
Play-Doh's fun.
It is 56 Play-Doh, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
And then...
It's a little hard, I would imagine. Must add water.
1969. I got Lego building sets. That's pretty solid.
That's great.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Okay.
That's going to be worth a lot of money now, too. I
didn't realize that Legos went back that far.
Yeah. Me neither.
And I got 1920. Which
ooh,
is
weird.
Raggedy Ann doll.
Aww.
She got haunted and she was the basis for Annabelle. So that's kind of fun and creepy.
That is fun and creepy.
I like it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Sarah, let's see what
you got.
I
could live with that. All right. 1958.
By the way, you have 56. Sarah's 58. I have 57.
Damn.
Oh, funny.
Sarah, you got yourself a hula hoop.
That's
excellent.
Fun.
Okay.
These are all going to be worth a lot of money,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
1985.
Oh, let's see.
Come on. Teddy fucking Ruxpin.
I was thinking that. Oh, I'm so excited.
So jealous,
the creepy
man.
Ass bear. Okay. And then 2015.
Oh, no.
That's going to be something horrible.
Shopkin toys.
Nope.
Don't know what that is.
Horrible. I know those.
Jeez,
I hate them.
Christ. Who cares?
I hate them.
Yeah.
I'm re-gifting my shop.
Yeah. I was hoping you're getting
Teddy.
An iPhone or something.
And your hula hoop. You yeah. can hold your Teddy and talk yeah. to him while yeah. hula hooping.
Let's go in reverse time for me.
Okay.
We'll start in 98.
Okay.
Then we'll go down.
God, I'm trying to think of what was popular, like Furby?
Yeah.
Furby.
Is it?
It's
is it
a really? Furby.
Oh, my God. Is that worth something
Furby
now?
Is just like a Teddy Ruxpin from
yeah.
98.
Right. Okay,
damn.
Furby, 57.
Okay.
If it's Play-Doh or a hula hoop, I'm going to be very pissed.
It's water balloons.
I thought you were just going to say water.
Water balloons, huh? Back then, it was just condoms. Okay, 1935.
Okay. Oh, you got yourself a beautiful Shirley Temple doll.
Ew.
Oh, that's going to be worth a lot. I hate
Shirley Temple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. I don't like any of mine. Wait, what was 98?
You got a Furby.
Yeah.
No. You got a Furby, no. A Shirley Temple doll, some water
balloons. It's funnier if it was water. That's what they gave kids in 1957.
Here's what you're going to do. You're going to line up Shirley Temple and the Furby on the lawn, and you're just going to pelt them with water balloons.
Chuck the water balloons at them.
That's all I can do, really. Well, so what did you get again, Ash?
I had a Raggedy Ann doll.
Yeah.
And Play-Doh and Legos.
And Legos. And you had what?
Teddy Ruxpin.
A hula hoop. And she's regifting Shopkins.
Yeah, Shopkins can suck it.
I think Ashley wins.
Yeah.
I'm pretty pleased.
Yeah.
I think Ashley wins. I definitely lose.
Oh, I don't know. I got Teddy Ruxpin.
That's a pretty good one.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
James got water balloons.
I was thinking Teddy Ruxpin or Cabbage Patch were going to be.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I was hoping for a pound puppy, but.
Oh
shit. Shit.
Well.
What about a Night Bright? That would have been 85.
Oh, God. Ooh. I love Night
Light,
Bright.
It's Light Bright.
Light Bright.
Not Night Bright. Light Bright.
Yeah.
That would have been great.
Yeah.
Anything Rainbow Bright or Strawberry Shortcake.
Strawberry Shortcake. Yeah, man. Alrighty. Well, what's next?
You have something with the group.
Okay, let me pull my thing up here.
I thought you were going to say pull my thing out.
Pull my thing out here. Let me pull
it. I will
it
be
out.
Leaving. Goodbye.
Me too.
Pull my thing out here, guys. Okay.
Okay.
Now it's time.
Gather around, children.
Gather around, ye children. Now it's time for our thing where we recommend some stuff to you, as we do, right? Mm-hmm. And also, if you've been a long-time listener, first-time caller, you know that James, that's me, that I get into stuff. I go down the rabbit hole, specifically on YouTube, and get really into things. And I told Sarah about a week ago, I cannot wait to tell you what I've been into lately. Yes. So this new rabbit hole of mine is a very strange sport.
Ooh.
I'm going to take a chance here. I don't remember how to pronounce it. Jialai?
Oh.
Jialai.
Jialai?
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
I have heard that. I can't remember what it is,
though. Only know of it from crossword puzzles.
Is it, like, from India?
That would make sense. Indian or... Well, let's see.
Okay.
So it's Jialai.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, let's just listen to the rules of Jialai for a second. It's Hialai.
Hialai.
Hialai, also known as Thestapunta, is a sport that is contested on a court known as a cancha. There is no standard size for a cancha, but on average, it measures 176 feet long, 40 feet wide, and 40 feet high.
Let me explain to the audience. It's sort of like a... It's a big... Like
an
racquetball, a flat surface, right? Like you would have in racquetball. And instead of it being like a racquetball, racket or a tennis ball racket or a pickleball racket, it's a long, it's something you put over your hand onto your arm.
It looks like a Frito.
It looks like a big giant Frito. That's right. A good way to explain.
Yes.
It's in a C shape.
Uh-huh.
And the goal is to basically... It's typically 2-on-2, and say we're up, okay? So you serve by throwing it against the wall as hard as you can. It's like 100-plus miles per hour, way over, like, even professional pitching.
Okay.
It's very fast, and the ball is incredibly hard and scary. So they wear a helmet and glasses and stuff.
That's so terrifying.
And you could also bounce it off multiple walls, but there's only a wall to your left, the big long wall to your left, and then... a wall in front of you that you're bouncing it back like handball.
Okay.
But there's nothing to the right of you.
Okay.
That's where people sit and watch.
Kind of like you're playing
terrifying.
Like wall ball in like a corner.
With an L, exactly. It's like wall ball with a corner.
Okay.
But only a left corner. No ball. Right corner. So you throw it very hard and the return bounce has to be within a certain area. It's like a 6-foot zone. So it has to come back and bounce within that area for it to be a good serve. Okay.
Okay.
And then the other opposing team has to have a swooping motion. So like you can't just catch it and juggle it, or you can't just catch it and think about what you're going to do. It has to be like you take that swoopy C-shaped thing, the Frito thing, you like catch it and then quickly return it back to the wall. Mm-hmm. So it's like a fluid. It constantly goes very hard and like at a fast pace. And the goal is to get it to bounce. Either it bounces twice, like in tennis. So if it bounces twice in tennis and in this sport, that means the other team didn't get to it quick enough.
Right.
Right? Or they just miss it completely. They just can't get to it.
Okay.
So your goal is to either bounce it in a way that the return bounce off the wall goes away from your opposing teammate, or it bounces twice before they can get to it. That's the whole thing.
Okay.
But it's crazy fast and really, really scary. So I this is an audio-based show, so it's not the best thing to pick for you, but you have to go look this up. Just type in, like, the rules of Hialeah, and you'll get there.
That does look insane.
It's a wild game.
It does look like a Frito.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Frito.
It's almost like a Chuck It.
Yeah. Or like a lacrosse thing?
Yeah.
Isn't that a thing?
Apparently early America was really big here.
Yeah.
Smaller than a baseball, harder than a golf ball.
No, that's terrible.
So between those two lines. And see how he's like swooping it back. Anyway, it's wild.
It's his newest obsession.
It's my newest obsession.
And what was your obsession shortly before that?
What was it?
I'll give you a hint.
What?
You bake it.
Oh, baking?
Well, specifically bread.
Oh, bread. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of sustained.
Ongoing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. In fact, every year.
Oh, hey, we didn't say how your pie turned out. We said we were going to tell everyone. Oh,
well, okay. So I was going to say every year Ash and I get an ornament, and we try to get the ornament to like sort of depict what we've done that year or something that's important to us over the year.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's individually, sometimes it's together. Last year I got a stupid motorcycle ornament because I was really into motorcycles, you know, whatever.
With Santa and Mrs. Claus on it, and James decided that that was him and Una, the cat, writing.
Yeah, yeah. And she's like a grandma Santa.
Yeah, she's my old lady.
Yeah. Yeah, so this year I got a slice of apple pie ornament.
Nice.
It's a relatively new thing, so it doesn't really, like, you know, cover the whole year or anything. But anyway, that's what I got. And the reason we did is because I did bake an apple pie with Ashley's direct supervision and help. And it turned out good.
It turned out really good.
It turned out good.
I brought your leftovers.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I've kept them safe in the freezer. Hopefully it's still good.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, so it turned out good. I want to try other pies, and I want to try more bread.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing some Christmas cookies.
Yum.
Hell yeah, we are.
I just made some Christmas cookies. Pretty proud of them.
I have a whole new respect for people that can bake really well.
Yeah.
It's funny. Not easy.
We were watching the Try Guys do without a recipe for croissants.
Yeah.
And the whole time, James and I are just like, just dying inside. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, he didn't use yeast.
Why did he use baking powder?
Yeah.
Like,
the lamination process was wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pastries are hard.
Crazy. And I there's just so much I didn't know. You know, it really is like a pretty impressive thing when people are good at baking. That's a God almighty. You do one thing wrong and it just totally turns out differently.
Yeah. So was your pick Hialeah in general, or do you have like a specific channel that you watch?
No, my pick is just to stay curious, my friends.
Okay.
You know, just learn things because it's a big world out there. We tend to stay within our own comfort zone, and here that would be America. Believe it or not, there are more than four sports. It's not just basketball, baseball, football, and whatever.
Right.
Hockey or whatever. You know, there are major sports out there that are important to people, and other traditions and customs out there.
Absolutely.
It's a big world.
I was trying to find the text thread where you shared your pictures of your...
My pie?
Bread.
Oh, the bread, right.
It was pretty great.
I will say, something I want to do next time is a list.
Oh, here it is. Here
oh, you
it
got is. It?
Okay, yeah. You sent a picture of your bread. I just baked this bread, baby. This was to me, Emily, Haley, Mom, and Dad.
Yeah.
And Dad said, look at you go, man, Farmer James, or Baker. I don't know, whatever. And then you tried to say something in French. And
Mom says, who are you?
Yes. Mom says, who are you? And you said, Mom, one. I really get into stuff. I'm slightly obsessive when I do things. And I said, today it's bread, tomorrow horses, Monday unicycles. And Haley said, bring back the unicycle.
I think that's when I responded. And then that's
when you said, I cannot wait to share what I've been into lately, Sarah. It's madness.
It's high alive. And I've been watching hours of this. So it's not
this
like I watched
news
a
to me.
Video.
No. Just so you know.
I've been hiding it from you, baby.
I know.
Really? Oh, it is news to you.
Yeah.
It is news. Oh, yeah.
I've heard nothing of this.
Yeah, when she goes to bed, I just watch highlights. That's a lot of high.
Highlights.
Yeah, I was going to say, on a previous podcast I used to do back in the day, we had a reoccurring thing where I would bring a list of the weirdest bands that I could find.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do that again. Like, there are some really weird bands out there. Really weird. Weirder than you could ever imagine.
I believe you.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of really weird stuff. I imagine. Yeah.
Really out there shit. And I can't wait to share some of them with you guys. I think we'll do that someday.
Well, I will just briefly share what I've been binging lately. It's a British show called Last Tango in Halifax, and it is abso-freaking-lutely adorable.
Nice.
It's just about these two...
Is Halifax Canada?
I think there is a Halifax in Canada, but this is in Britain. Okay. It's two older people. They're like in their, I want to say like late 70s. And they have both been widowed. They're widowers.
Widowers.
And their grandsons both put their profile up on Facebook and they find each other. And they went to school together and they meet back up, fall in love. It's adorable.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, I mean, it's also pretty funny and I like it.
Love it.
Looks like there's like 5 seasons or something.
Yeah, I've just finished the first season.
Wait, where did you say you watched it?
Netflix.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Makes that easy.
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
It's on the BBC.
Do you have all of the streaming apps? You got like all of them? Mm-mm. HBO, Netflix, all that? No?
We have a lot of them.
Okay. We're paring down.
I just walked in after a long day of work. I walked in and found Josh watching Grumpy Old Men.
Hell yeah.
Movie. He had never seen it before, but he was watching it on Pluto with ads. And so every time an ad came up, we would both just like stand up and flip off the TV.
Yeah.
And then the next morning,
wild.
We come out and I was like, so grumpier old men?
Yeah, buddy.
And we watched that too.
Hell yeah.
That's a good one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great movies.
They are so funny.
It's like one of Ashley's favorite.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're hilarious. Jack Lemmon and
Walter Matthau.
So good.
Yeah.
Classic.
The animal hero of the week is a giant inflatable Burger King Whopper that broke free and went on a rampage destroying things in Portland.
I sent this to you.
Wasn't it Newburgh? I don't know.
Somewhere.
An inflatable Whopper the size of a single car garage went bowling through the streets of Portland, Oregon after breaking free of its ties at a local Burger King. Security video recorded by local resident Alyssa Van Zant shows the inflatable burger blow away from the Burger King at 6:55 a.m. The giant Whopper then crosses Portland Road and crashes into a local smoke shop before catching air, taking out an American flag, and tumbling into another business.
A terrorist!
Born free.
Yeah. I love this is your animal hero.
Yeah. We salute you, giant inflatable cheeseburger. Man. Follow your dreams.
Go get it. Dude, The footage is very funny too.
He read that aloud, and I was like, "That's my animal hero. Send that to me."
Perfect.
It's like, okay.
Have we talked about the duck?
No,
our neighborhood duck.
We have not. So another.
Do you want to wait for that? Okay.
Yeah.
Sell it now.
Let's make him wait.
Let's make him.
Ooh.
Wait. We have a new neighborhood friend.
Okay.
We'll say that.
Yeah.
I want to hear everything.
It's great.
Well, I think we have done something today.
We did something. I don't know hopefully you're entertained.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Disney Dependent.
Seriously?
Remember? we're Disney Dependent.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Not just random shit dependent.
See you real soon.
You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Disney Dependent.
And you can send us an email at DisneyDependent@gmail.com.
This podcast is produced by Producer Ash.
The logo is by Ryan Hatch, and you can find him at WR Hatch on Instagram. The music is by Ryan Knowles, and you can find him at Ryan Allen Knowles on Instagram.
This show is mixed and edited by Deanna Chapman. You can find Deanna at Deanna_Chapman. And this has been a Team Dynamite Goat production. All right. Well, thank you for listening to the show, and we'll be back here next week.